For NPR Illinois, I'm Daisy Contreras. Students at the University of Illinois at Springfield are asking school officials to address racism on and off campus. This is after two university employees dressed up in Halloween costumes, depicting a U.S. Border Patrol agent arresting a man wearing a sombrero. Photos of the costumes were posted to Facebook. Some argue the issue of racism is deeply rooted in the Springfield community. In a rally on the university campus, about three dozen students came together.
Say it loud, say it clear. Diversity is welcome.
Cristian Mesa, a student leader, says he wasn't shocked after seeing the photos, but he says he was disappointed.
I'm not going to stand here today and demand for both individuals to be fired. But I do ask for a sincere apology for wearing those costumes.
Mesa says ignorance cannot be fought with hatred and suggests more education around racism and bias. Springfield community members are also calling for more training. Sister Marceline Cook with the Dominican Sisters of Springfield has done work on racism locally and nationally. She agrees that training is one way to start a dialogue, although it's not always easy to get everyone on the table.
When people start talking about race and they find it difficult to do, especially for white folks, I think sometimes there's a guilty feeling or they start getting defensive, they feel blamed, or there's a perception that they're blamed. I don't know that we necessarily are.
Sister Marceline says UIS could use the incident as a teachable moment to not only change the university but help change Springfield, the setting of the 1908 race riots that led to the formation of the NAACP.
Institutions of higher learning can have great influence in helping a community to grow and to become the best that they can be. They don't have to do it all, but they certainly can have an influence.
In response to the UIS employees' Facebook photos, a community fundraiser to cover a one-day anti-racism training in December has raised more than half of the $4,000 needed. Veronica Spina is with the Springfield Immigrant Advocacy Network and the Springfield Coalition on Dismantling Racism. She says people of color and immigrants here have been working on racism and immigration issues for many years, with some success and some setbacks. Most recently in 2017, when a welcoming city resolution did not garner enough support at city council.
The welcoming city resolution was a message of goodwill, friendship to our immigrants that reside in the city to say, you know, you're welcome here. And it's almost like a golden rule message.
Spina says a negative, misconstrued narrative about immigrants and immigration led council members to table the resolution.
It's not legally binding. We're not requesting sanctuary or economic resources. We wanted to send that message.
Spina says training could help change perceptions and help get community support if the resolution is considered again. And training could also help prevent incidents like the one that brought UIS students out to protest. Back at UIS, students questioned Chancellor Susan Cook at a forum last week if the employees from the Facebook photos would be held accountable for their actions. University officials say labor laws do not allow them to discuss specific employee issues, but Cook says she's confident the matter is being addressed.
I understand the hurt that this incident has caused, and I'm very disappointed that these two employees didn't think more carefully about their choices, because they do work here and we all represent the university.
The chancellor and others at the forum said more training would be provided for faculty and staff.
So I really hope that we can make it a moment where we can really contribute to resolving and addressing issues of racism in the community of Springfield.
Students also say they expect to see changes in school policy to thwart racist acts or comments from happening again. Aislinn Diaz, another student leader, says she's still grappling with her feelings and thoughts.
Ultimately, I just felt fear at the end because I have always felt so safe on this campus and I've always felt so accepted, and this was the first time I didn't. I felt like I don't know who the faculty and the staff are anymore, and I don't know if I can really trust everybody like I've been constantly told since I got here.
But Diaz says she sees the university's willingness to engage with students as a positive sign that they're moving in the right direction. I'm Daisy Contreras.